I do, I love you.
This is Bud Riley, Chum Contemporary News, brought to you by Public Optical. It's 1 o'clock.
You can visit Public Optical when you're downtown. No appointment. They're open weekdays till 9, Saturdays 9 to 6, and Sundays from noon till 6. Public Optical, 69 Queen East.
An NHL play on the coast at Los Angeles. L.A. leads Oakland 3-1 at the end of the second period. Again, 3-1, Los Angeles leading Oakland. Russia knocked Canada out of contention in the World Hockey Tournament with a 7-1 romp over the Canadian National Amateurs. Russia's five-goal second period did the trick. Toronto Marlies defeated St. Catharines 7-4 last night in the Junior A quarterfinals. Doug Acombe got two goals to match two by Phelan, while Jordan, French, and Shutt added singles for the win. Series is now tied up at 4 points each. Africans at the UN have accused Britain of planning racist aggression against the rebel island of Anguilla, as British troops appear ready and on the way to an invasion of the Caribbean island. The British move was described as a typical racist crime. The Africans are planning to hold any UN action against Britain for some 48 hours just to see what happens. Apollo 10's flight has been confirmed as space officials dumped the suggesting that a lunar landing might be scheduled for May. The in-between flight will have astronauts circle the moon for 63 hours, then send its lunar module to within 10 miles of the moon's surface, but it will not land. The moon landing will be done by Apollo 11 in July. A Presbyterian minister, professor at Davis and Elkin College in West Virginia, says Jesus may have been married and fathered children. Dr. William Phipps says failure to marry and reproduce during biblical times was considered a serious sin. And if Christ had been a bachelor, the Bible, in Phipps' view, would surely contain some record of his being criticized for it. He also adds that Jesus probably wasn't married during the last 3 years of his life that are recorded in the New Testament, but he says it's logical, in his view, to assume that Christ was married earlier and was a widower. Most biblical experts might disagree with Phipps' ideas and point out that the Jewish community boasted several sects, Essenes among them, who encouraged an unmarried life. Los Angeles and San Francisco will be wiped out by an earthquake Good Friday, April the 4th this year. All according to the latest rumor. That's a rumor on the quake-ripped West Coast. The rumors are so strong and so widespread that civil defense people have been bugged by thousands demanding disaster kits. The California Institute of Technology switchboard has been jammed with calls asking for information. But a scientist, Dr. Charles Richter, the fellow who developed the scale that measures quakes, denies it will happen, at least so soon. He says the San Andreas Fault, the cause of the quakes, has been moving for 5 million years and will probably continue moving for a few more millions of years. Skeptics note that Richter is not going to be around on Good Friday. He'll be out of town delivering a lecture in Washington.
Gentlemen. Now, we've come to the end of this convention to review Public Optical service. You've all seen Public Optical's huge lens factory, examined the modern equipment, read Public Optical's money-back guarantee. After studying the individual reports, I conclude that you are quite satisfied that Public Optical is doing everything to provide the best service possible. You seem to especially approve of Public Optical staying open until 9 on weekdays, Saturdays from 9 to 6, and Sundays from noon to 6. At the same time, our advertising report must include a subnote to Section 3, which refers to Public Optical's outdoor signs. Yeah, more specifically, that the signs only advertise same-day glasses and 69 Queen East. It can be summarized by stating that the radio advertising must augment this and remind people that fast service is possible, yet without sacrifice to quality. Thanks to Public Optical's lens factory being right on the premises. Now, before we close the minutes, I would like to speak to the gentleman who suggested that we have a girl pop out of a cake wearing a big pair of glasses from...
Chum News, brought to you by Public Optical.
1050 Chum Weather.
We'll have a clear night, some cloudiness tomorrow, and a little cooler weather Wednesday for us with light winds and a high of 50 degrees. Low tonight down the freezing mark of 32. And Thursday, cloudy, temperature just about the same. This is Bud Riley. It's 37 degrees on the Brian Skinner Show.
1050 Chum.